As the vernal equinox marks our entry into spring, a strong El Niño continues to impact the state's weather outlook and possibly the growing season. We're joined now by climate field specialist Laura Edwards to talk about what's ahead. Laura Edwards, welcome to Dakota Midday.
Hi, Lori. Thanks for having me.
So what's ahead is snowfall, it sounds like, for us first.
Yeah, first we'll see a little touch of winter before spring really sets in, I think. And but, you know, this is typical spring weather in South Dakota, and we see a lot of fluctuations up and down in temperature and rain and snow. So we're keeping it interesting here for a little while longer.
And we're nothing if not interesting in South Dakota when it comes to weather, at least. Talk a little bit about this winter as we're kind of coming out of it. Big differences, East River and West River.
Yeah, well, overall, we were warmer than average, and I don't think that's new news to anybody, but we were the 11th warmest winter on record in South Dakota. And by winter season, we define that as December, January, and February, so those 3 months together. So that certainly is remarkable, given the 121-year record that we have as far as, you know, how long we've been taking weather observations. So certainly it's been warm. North Dakota was 6th warmest winter on record, so a little bit warmer than us even as compared to average. As far as precipitation goes, quite a lot of variability across the state. The northern part of the state tended to be drier, as did parts of the far west along the Wyoming border. And we see that in the U.S. Drought Monitor also, if anyone follows that. That's another indicator that that's been a little bit dry out there. But in the southeast part of the state, they've seen quite a bit of moisture over the winter, and over 50 inches of snow in Sioux Falls, which is really pretty impressive. That's almost double their average snowfall in the winter season. And, yeah, it looks like they might get a couple more inches here the next day or so. So winter's not over yet down there.
What do we consider the growing season then? When we talk about the growing season, how long do we consider that in South Dakota?
When I look at growing season, I generally look April to October. So when you might start planting a garden maybe, and how long that might last. You know, a lot of the crops are harvested, usually September, October. As far as corn and soybeans go, anyway, I know there's a lot of variation there. And, yeah, we're looking at warmer-than-average temperatures here. Even as this really strong El Niño kind of fades away this spring, we're looking at warmer-than-average conditions to carry through October. And one of the next players that we'll see on the horizon, I think, will be La Niña, which is kind of the opposite of El Niño in some regards. So that usually brings a warmer than average fall season. It could be interesting.
How strong was this El Niño compared to others historically?
This El Niño that we're in now is the second or third strongest. So the other two comparison years would be 82, 83, and 97, 98.
And so go back to La Niña and what you said about that. Help me put that in perspective. You said that could cause a warmer fall.
Yep, and that's more than half of the climate models, the computer models, are now forecasting a transition to La Niña. And, yeah, that has a slightly different impact on us here, but one of the things we do see with La Niña is warmer than average fall season. And so that's what the Climate Prediction Center put out in their official forecast last Thursday, and they've been trending that way for a while. So I'm inclined to believe them at this point.
So how many decisions and what kind of decisions are farmers and producers in South Dakota making based on things like, there are going to be areas of drought or there's going to be a warmer fall? How much does that impact what they do in their business on a daily basis?
Yeah, there's a few different ways that this could impact us here in South Dakota. Certainly in the row crop side, you want to have a little more heat, especially in the corn areas. That could be beneficial for us, being in the far western corn belt. A little bit more heat could increase yield, assuming we get, you know, the right amount of moisture, the right amount of rainfall. Same with soybeans. On the opposite hand, if we don't get that moisture, we could see a little bit of drought stress. A little bit of heat could cause increased, you know, water consumption by the crops and plants that we see out there. You know, we don't see, you know, in the forecast a real long string of 100-degree days or anything like that necessarily.
Sure.
But maybe overall above average temperatures for the season could help people who are growing gardens or, you know, kind of local small-scale farms. Could increase vegetable production too if we have a little bit more warmth to help things along a little bit this season.
Laura Edwards is a climate field specialist. Thank you so much for joining us today, Laura.
Great. Thanks for having me, Lori.
That's our show for today. We hope it served you. I'd like to thank all our guests, Secretary of Agriculture Lucas Lynch, Stephanie Judson, Laura Rohde, Doug Somke, and Laura Edwards. Also like to thank SDPB's Victoria Wicks, Steve Zwemke, and Chris Loffrey. Tomorrow on the program, we'll talk with the Dakota political junkies about the triumphs and disappointments of the 2016 legislative session, who got bruised and who finished strong. We'll also meet an author with South Dakota ties who discovered Sicily in three acts of literary discovery. That's Wednesday's Dakota Midday. Meet me at noon Central, 11 Mountain. For South Dakota Public Broadcasting, I'm Lori Walsh. Thanks for listening.